Dawud Islami is an environment that helps rectify people. Dawud Islami is an environment that is constantly calling people to righteousness. Dawud Islami is an environment where we try to rectify ourselves and rectify the people of the whole world. And that is the mission statement of Dawud Islami. I'm just going to give you a small incident here that took place as a result of, you know, how someone sorted themselves out, basically. He said that, "I was living in an area of Malir in Karachi in Pakistan. And he said, unfortunately, I'd fallen in love with a girl, which had thrown me into the dark cave of sins. One day, I heard that she had been married to someone else. This news made my life like hell." He says, "Eventually, like thousands of other unsuccessful lovers playing into Shaitan's hands, I became a drug addict. Alcohol, opium, and heroin. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah. He said that there wouldn't hardly be any intoxicant that I had not taken, wrongly assuming it to be a means of seeking comfort." So what happens is people, they think they're getting comfort from these intoxicants. He goes on to say, "Extremely disappointed and sad. I attempted suicide many times. I tried to kill myself. I drank chemical, petrol, and even acid." He even drank acid, he said, "but my death time had not yet come." He said, "How great the divine Bilal was, how great is Allah Azza wa Jal, that despite my countless sins, Allah Azza wa Jal did not close the door of mercy for me. How I was blessed that once I met a devotee of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was attached to the environment of Dawud Islami. His politeness and courtesy give me a great zest, i.e. an interest in life. He took me to the masjid on the 29th of Shaban al-Mu'azzam, and by his efforts, and I had the privilege of attending Fazana Medina, which is the Murkus of Dawud Islami in Karachi. He said, I was amazed to see the spiritual atmosphere there. Seeing the Islamic brothers wearing the turbans, I was very delighted with my faith being refreshed. He said, then, as a result of that, I repented from my sins. I attended the 30-day itikaf. For 30 days I spent in the masjid. I, as a sinful person, was now observing my siyam, by fasting during the month of Ramadan. I, as a sinful person, was now reading my five times of namaz. And by the blessings of the modern environment, I got rid of the crazy and love for filthful thoughts. I adorned my face with a beard. I had the turban on my head. I had the sunnah-inspired clothing. And I also became a regular offer in the five daily prayers." And he says, at the time of this, writing this parable, he said, "I'm taking part in the modern activities, trying to reform myself and the people of the whole world." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, no matter how deep you've gone into the well of sins, no matter how fast the flowing river is of sins that you are flowing in, Dawud Islami is acting like a dam there. It's stopping this flow. It's helping you. Dawud Islami can pull you out of that well of sins. Dawud Islami can pull you out of that fast flowing river of sins. But you need to take the step forward, viewers of Mother Channel. You need to come forward, attach yourself to this environment. And you see that these are many examples that where people, as a result of losing their haya, they're committing all sorts of sins. And we see nowadays, you know, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you lose your haya, then do whatever you want. And the sins of adultery, the sins of these sorts of acts are everywhere to be seen now. Be it as a result of people, you know, social media, be it as a result of the internet, be it as a result of whatever, where all these avenues are now being used to lose our haya, to lose our haya and take us away from the deen of Islam. And as a result of that, we're seeing, you know, the sin of adultery happening everywhere. And we need to realize that what this is happening to us, that these sins are accumulating on our board, and we need to make a change in our lives.